Very bright, close their minds to new information. Sometimes, perhaps out of loyalty to opinions they've held for a long time.
Yeah, well, I don't feel like hearing that, do you? Well, because we have a program that's regularly scheduled for this time, and it's going to be on, because we believe in tradition here at WUSB in Stony Brook. That's a legal ID I slipped in without anybody realizing it. We have the concert billboard. I'm not sure if it's the right one, okay? Yes, it's time to confess. The concert billboard is not done live four times a day. It's on tape. And sometimes we lose track of it, and we don't know if it's really the right one. So we might be hearing last week's, we might be hearing this week's, we could even be hearing next week's or last year's. I don't know. But if we start it and it's the wrong one, we'll just sort of, you know, fade it down and pretend it never happened. Otherwise, we present the concert billboard.
90.1 WUSB Stony Brook. I'm Bill Fisher for Concert Billboard for Sunday, December 1st, 1991. At the Westbury Music Fair, Larry Carlton with David Benoit. Monday, December 2nd, at the Cat Club, Larry Mitchell and Rob Carlton. At the Marquee, My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult. Tuesday, December 3rd at Paramount, Ozzy Osbourne and Infectious Grooves. Texas and Michael McDermott at the Marquee. Thursday, December 5th at Westbury Music Fair, the Andy Williams Christmas Show. Alan Lowe at the Knitting Factory and Bobby Radcliffe at Manny's Car Wash. Friday, December 6th at Raffles, the Reactors. Rush at the Madison Square Garden and at the Marquee, Prong and Bolt La Volta. Monday, December 9th at the Madison Square Garden, Guns N' Roses and Soundgarden. Tuesday, December 10th at Westbury Music Fair, Kenny Rogers with Mark Chestnut and Guns N' Roses and Soundgarden at the Madison Square Garden. Wednesday, December 11th at the Ritz, Hot Tuna. Thursday, December 12th at the Ritz, Paul Weller and Ocean Blue at the Marquee. Friday, December 13th at the Marquee, Pigface. Saturday, December 14th at IMAC, Paul Cantor's Wooden Ships. If you have any questions regarding the concert billboard or concerts going on across the island, give us a call at the studio. The number is 516-632-6901. That number again for questions or comments regarding the concert billboard or concerts going on across the island. 516-632-6901. I'm Bill Fisher for Concert Billboard for Long Island's first station of the 90s, 90.1 WUSB Stony Brook.
And this is WUSB in Stony Brook. Where we're trying to figure out what's wrong with the tape. Ah, there we go. suck my blood like a leech. You break the law, and you breach. Screw my brain till it hurts. You've taken all my money. You still want more. Misguided old mule, with your pig-headed rules, with your narrow-minded cronies, who are fools of the First Division. Death on two legs. You're tearing me apart. Death on two legs. You never had a heart of your own. Killjoy, bad guy, big talking, small fry. You're just an old barrow boy. Have you found a new toy to replace me? Can you face me? Can kiss my ass goodbye. Feel good? Are you satisfied? Do you feel like suicide? I think you should. Is your conscience all right? Does it plague you at night? Do you feel good? Feel good? Talk like a big business tycoon, but you're just a hot air balloon. So no one gives you a damn. You're just an overgrown schoolboy. Let me tan your hide. A dog with disease. King of the sleaze. Put your money where your mouth is, Mr. Know-All. Was the fin on your back part of the deal, shark? Two legs, you're tearing me apart. Death on two legs, you never had a heart of your own. You never did. Right from the start. Insane, you should be put inside. You're a sewer rat, decaying in a cesspool of pride. Should be made unemployed. Then make yourself null and void. Make me feel good. I feel good.
can kiss my ass goodbye.
Okay, it does sound a little better when he does it, but the point of reading, you know, Queen lyrics is to, you know, provide kind of a tribute to the late Freddie Mercury. I can't believe Freddie Mercury is gone now. Whew, that, in case you didn't hear that, he died of AIDS one day after announcing that he had the disease after much speculation. Anyway, the program is Brain Damage, and that's kind of a special deal here. People calling up want to hear any particular Queen song, feel free to call in and ask for it. Also call in and just speak on the air, because that's what we're here for. 632-6901, area code 516. This is Eric. I'm back after a few weeks being away. I was in D.C. 1 week, I think, and I was doing something else last week. Well, for the life of me, I can't remember what it was. But the important thing is that we're here now, and we should value the time that we spend together, right? Of course. 516-632-6901. Let's hear what's up in your life. Good evening. You're the first one.
All right.
How you doing?
Cool. I'm the first one. Okay. Okay, yeah, you gotta listen to me very seriously now.
I listen to everybody very seriously. I don't like the implication that I listen to some people seriously and other people not seriously.
After what you hear, you might just say, you might agree with what I'm going to say. You're not going to think it first, but I think someday dogs are going to take over the world.
I think dogs already have taken over the world. I mean, look at them. For God's sake, they're everywhere, and we run our lives around them.
Because, first of all, you know the excuse when you go to school and they say, when the kid comes to school and says, my dog ran off with my homework?
Right.
Well, the dogs, they're all run off with the homework, and they put it in some kind of lot, and they're studying what we're doing. Okay? Second of all, every time you step in dog duty...
Right.
You know, they're you see the dog, you know, some one way or another, the dog's watching it, laughing his butt off.
You know, I haven't done that in quite a long time, actually.
Right,
I used to do that a lot. I wonder if kids do it more than adults, but I used to step in that stuff all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, also, what they're doing, see... Like after, like when we skip the duty off our shoes and stuff, we put it in the garbage, you know, to go to the dumps or whatever. You see, every night after the dog goes to the bathroom at night, they're all loaded up on a plane, and they're going to bomb us with the dog stuff. And it's going to be the end of the world.
No, the thing is, it doesn't keep, though. I know, because I've experimented with this, and after about a week and a half, it's really, you know, it's not much good to anybody, even as a weapon.
Yeah, but I mean, after a week and a half, it's sure going to smell pretty bad, huh?
Well, I think the thing we'd have to be afraid of is, you know, a lot of foreign dogs being trained to do, like, a massive movement all at once, and then, you know, that being used against us in one fell swoop.
Okay, you heard it right here, right now, on Brain Damage.
Yeah, I just hope our enemies didn't hear it.
January 15th, 1992, this is going to happen. The dogs are going to bomb us with
another deadline day. Oh, great. That's what we need, another deadline.
That's it, January 15th, 1992.
Did we know about the deadline last year at this time?
That's exactly what it was, a year ago,
huh?
Boy. So that's what's going to happen.
You know, does it seem like we were in a big war this year? It doesn't seem that way at all.
No, it doesn't at all.
It's just the whole thing just sort of went so fast.
I'll tell you something. If the dogs don't do it, then the seagulls are going to do it.
Well, I'd rather not talk about seagulls. I had a traumatic experience with them when I was a child.
Oh, definitely. Dogs are going to take over the world.
Okay, well, we'll be watching that, and...
If any other calls, I'd like to hear your opinions. Especially Mr. Andrew Goldberger.
If he still exists, yes.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Sure.
632-6901 is our telephone number, area code 516. And, this is one of those Queen songs that you might have heard on the radio quite a bit, and might have forgotten all about it until now. Again, if you have any Queen songs you want to hear, including those rare ones, we have them all. Just mention it, and we'll see what we can do with it. See if this brings back some memories.
Such a great little clean limb bunch of Ovaltine drinkers here on Stony Brook's campus. Nothing but Ovaltine. This is WUSB. Oh, we think positively here. All right. That's it.
Yeah, that's Gene Shepherd there. Back from the days of, what, the 1960s or 70s? And, of course, we heard a hit from Queen before that. In tribute to the late Freddie Mercury, who passed away this past weekend, and we'll be getting to more of that in just a little while. Also be taking your phone calls at 632-6901, area code 516, and we also have a couple of special features that we'll be getting to, but first let's take another call. Good evening.
Hi, what's up? Listen, that last song that you just had on?
Yeah.
Who thought the Partridge Family sung that?
The Partridge Family sung "You're My Best Friend"?
Doesn't it sound like it?
No, they never sang that song. Wait, they sang something that sounded like it. I don't know what it was, though.
Oh, that's what my dog said. I don't know. But anyway, listen, I just got back from Phoenix 2 hours ago.
The one in Arizona?
Yeah.
Ah, yes, I know about that.
Yeah, I just got back from a trip.
The Sun Devil State.
Sun Devil State.
Yeah.
So, I thought I saw you on my plane. Did you have any stopovers?
Wait, you thought you saw me on your plane?
Yeah, did you stop over in St. Louis by any chance?
Well, I didn't go anywhere, so how could I stop over anywhere?
But
all I did was go to D.C. for a little while and come back. I mean, I didn't go on a plane. I didn't even look at a plane. Like, I passed an airport.
You.
I'm sorry?
Could have sworn I saw you.
First of all, can I ask you a question? This is a radio show. How do you even know what I look like?
Well,
didn't think of that, did you?
I'm psychic.
Well, I think you got the first four letters of that.
And
right?
I have some predictions. First of all right, that person calling about the dogs, I caught my dog reading my homework.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have it's a mutt. Sorry, it's a mutt. It's my dog's getting a little upset. All right.
The word mutt is not politically correct.
Yes, it's
mixed
a mix.
Breed.
Sorry,
mixed breed is what you want to be saying.
My dog's name is Francie. She's getting a little upset with me.
I can't imagine.
Anyway, I caught her. She started to blush.
Your dog started to blush.
And she turned away, and she...
Sir, I'm sure you find this very amusing, but nobody else listening can understand what you've experienced here.
Okay.
So try to let us all in on it, and maybe we can laugh as hard as you are.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
My dog started to blush when I caught her reading my homework. I gotta go.
Okay, maybe you can compose yourself off the air and call us back a little bit later with the conclusion to that thrilling story. Speaking of thrilling, though. Time for us to once again open the door and step outside into the wilderness where men are real men and buses are real buses. And everybody has but one thing on their minds, the proverbial question, what's for lunch?
Good morning. Today, Wednesday, the 27th of November, all cafeterias for breakfast, cream of wheat, sausage patty with egg on an English muffin, hash brown potatoes. Lunch is minestrone, roast turkey, Texas Tommy, cheese enchilada, mashed potatoes with gravy, peas, carrots, and beans. Dinner is vegetable lasagna, beef burgundy, white rice, French cut beans, oriental vegetables, and baked fish. The closings tonight, Wednesday, the deli will be open until 5 o'clock. Kelly will be open until 7:30. Papa Joe's will be open until 3. End of the Bridge will close at 2:30. And all the other facilities will close at 2 o'clock after lunch. They'll all be closed Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Sunday, the deli will open at 12 o'clock noon. End of the Bridge, Fanny Bryce, and Papa Joe's will open at 5 o'clock. All the other facilities will open on Monday. Have a great holiday. Be careful driving home.
And the Lunch Ladies update is brought to you as a public service by some group of people someplace. Enough of that. Time for the phones again, 632-6901. Let's see who's out there. Good evening.
Yeah, I have three things to talk about.
Three things. Okay, let's see if we can fit them in.
Okay, the guy that was talking about the dogs.
The guy who was talking about the dogs, okay.
Yeah.
Well, actually, they were both talking about dogs, but okay, now you're the third guy talking about dogs, so I have a feeling we have a theme for tonight.
I have a better reason for why they're going to take over the Earth.
Okay, what's that?
Do you understand a word your dog says ever?
Well, my dog doesn't talk in words.
What noises he made.
Are Henry bars supposed to look like this? I'm sorry, I just opened something and it's white, and I thought Henry bars supposed to be brown. Excuse me, sorry, I just don't want to get food poisoning here in the air. You know what bothers me? Caller, do you know what bothers me?
I don't.
Well, when you're reading something, right, on a package,
yeah,
and you want to see what the expiration date is, instead of seeing the expiration date, you see something like 2GN1246A4. What does that mean?
I don't know. Maybe you have to work for the company to know.
Well, that's just great. I mean, I have to work for a company to know if I'm being poisoned. Let's see if they have a toll-free 800 number here to call. No, they don't. Just my luck, they don't.
I thought they were supposed to be brown, too.
Well, yeah, they're brown, except they've got all these white splotches on them. And I don't remember them being this hard. Listen to this. I mean, it's not supposed to sound like that.
Like masonry.
No, it looks like masonry, I can tell you. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Continue with what you were saying.
Dogs.
Yeah, about dogs.
I've been told that the average dog has a 50-word English vocabulary.
Get that away from me, bud.
Or else they have, like, Japanese or whatever.
50 words. Let's see. There's sit.
Yeah, they understand.
There's lie down. There's bad dog. And those, if you count those as different words, you know.
Yeah.
There's what the hell is your problem anyway? I guess there's customized ones after that.
Yeah, I understand something. You don't understand a word your dog says or a noise.
Well, you can understand, you know, the certain kinds of barks. You can understand the intruder bark.
Yeah.
You can understand the welcome bark. You can understand the welcome growl, the intruder growl.
Well, they know a whole lot more than we do.
Right. Or if you step on their paw, they have a certain signal for that too.
Okay. My second thing is I was listening in, I guess, Monday around 2:00, and there was a, I think it was called Spread the Word or something to that effect. There was a pretty much gay and lesbian rights and activist call-in show.
Uh-huh.
I called up and I said that their show wasn't half as good as yours, and they said, well, basically, we don't care because it doesn't matter to us.
Well, I'm not surprised they said that.
It wasn't the content, it was the quality. They just had no idea how to use their equipment.
A lot of people that do radio are not radio engineers, and that's a problem we've always had here at the radio station, because why should only the technically adept people be the people on the air?
You think they just learn how to use the equipment, like they were playing the...
How many intelligent people do you know that don't know how to drive, you know? Are you going to say they have no right to live in our society because they don't know how to drive, or they can't go places because they don't know how to drive? I think in cases like that, you know, people should do what they're best at, which is doing something on the radio, and leave the technical problems to, you know, people that are good at technical things. But unfortunately, we're always short-staffed here at the radio station, so that's why we sound the way we do sometimes.
Okay, and what else? Oh, the quality Suffolk County Police Department.
Uh-huh.
I called up because there were some undesirables playing obnoxiously loud music at 2:30 last night.
Uh-huh.
And first of all, I called up 911 because I called before and they told me to call them. I call up, it rings 6 times, and I was put on hold for at least 3 minutes. 911, and my neighbors, who are also my friends, also called. We called a total of 7 times between us. No car came by, no nothing.
Well, it's loud music, right?
Yeah, at like 2:30, 1 o'clock, something like that.
I mean, you know, there are certain priorities, and, you know, they are short-staffed, too. Everyone's short-staffed these days.
They're so short-staffed. How can we always see them in parking lots? Doing pretty much nothing.
Well, who knows? They could be, like, staking out spies or something. I don't know what they're doing in parking lots. I never ask. But, you know, odds are if you had said something else, like, you know, you had a nuclear device you're about to detonate, they probably would have come over quicker.
And smoking crack, and it's not really bothering me, but it's like this old woman that lives across the street from where they're hanging out.
Uh-huh.
They're just, like, sitting on her fence. They already wrecked one of her fences. They're just sitting there writing on it. Just obnoxious stuff like that. It's just, I don't even know the woman, but I feel sorry for her, you know?
Is there something nearby in the neighborhood that attracts these people?
Two females.
I see. It's that season
going
again.
Going for their, how should I call it? Sexual reasons.
We're talking about the dogs again or about humans?
The girls.
Okay, got it.
Is it like one chick had a baby in the high school, what's it called, the nurse's office?
Well, I can think of worse places to have babies, I guess.
The train, I guess.
Well, it depends. Yeah, the diesel, I suppose. But, there's definitely a problem there. And I guess the solution is for you and your neighbors to get together on this and hammer out something.
Yeah, because, like, you talk to their parents and they really don't care, you know? It's like, I guess they've given up on their kids or something.
Well, a lot of people do. You know, but it depends how you go about it. You know, if you go about it in a negative kind of a way, you know, with threats and ultimatums, you won't get anywhere. But if, you know, you're willing to compromise and, you know, have sort of a positive outlook on this stuff, who knows what might happen, you know? Because, I mean, yeah, everybody's a person deep down under, and you can reach them on some level. The trick is, how do you reach them, you know?
Threats. Money.
Well, yeah, there's a couple of ways to reach them, but I'm sure you'll find something.
Glad to hear you're back on the radio.
Okay, thanks for calling. Yes, just goes to show, folks, that petitions don't mean anything. I'll always come back in the end. All right, 632-6901. You know, I forgot to ask that caller if he had any favorite Queen songs. I can't believe everyone's talking about dogs. I'm trying to talk about something serious, you know. This guy died of a disease which supposedly, according to what I heard...
...to the stop sign. I said, because I don't believe everything I read. It's against my religion.
You really said that to a cop, huh?
Yeah, and besides, stop signs with white around them are optional, and there's white around it, so it was optional.
Wait a minute. Whoa, there's white around it, so it's optional?
Yeah.
Where did you ever hear that?
I learned it in driver ed.
I think what you might be talking about are yield signs.
No. That's a totally different thing. No, a stop sign with white, like around the outside of it, you know, it's an octagon, right?
I've never seen a stop sign with white around it, for one thing.
You seen one?
I've never seen one of those, and I've never heard the rule that it's
white
optional.
Strip around it, and they're optional.
Uh-huh.
That's what I learned, and the thing is, it was optional, and I said, I don't believe everything I read, and he gave me a ticket.
And what did it say on the ticket?
It said that I ran the stop sign.
Well, what are you going to do?
Hopefully I'm going to ask you to be my lawyer and take it to the Supreme Court.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm on maternity leave. Good evening.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Listen, this is on a serious note here.
I hope so.
If you ever played your dog, you know how your dog chases its tail around the circles?
Yes.
Okay, well, listen. Right, if you play it backwards...
Do they always chase it in the same direction, though? That's
listen,
my question.
If you play it backwards...
Play what backwards?
Dog. All right, but listen.
How do you play a dog backwards?
Just listen to me, all right?
I'm listening. I'm trying to, anyway.
All right. You know what it said to me? SIB actually stands for sits in bathroom.
Well, I'm sure some SIB people will be wanting to ask more questions about that later.
Hello?
Yeah. Do you have a favorite Queen song, sir?
No, I still think they sound like Partridge Family.
Oh, come on. Well, are you the same caller that called before?
Actually, you know what's a good song? Did you ever hear that song where they go, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo?
Yeah, that's the big hit. I wanted to sort of avoid playing that. That's Bohemian
like
Rhapsody. That's Bohemian Rhapsody. No, I sort of didn't want to play that at all because that's the only song that's being played anywhere.
That Bottom Girl.
Well, that's an interesting song. Okay, wait a minute. That's off the News of the World record. What do they call that one? Something about bicycle races.
Yeah. It's a wild song.
It's a wild song, except I can't seem to find it on this album.
Heard up.
You know what album it was?
I have a real Queen fan. Do you know what album it is?
Oh,
she doesn't know what it is.
Boy. I found it. I found it on Greatest Hits, though. Okay.
Thanks, my dog. My dog doesn't know either.
Okay, we're gonna play that song. Hold on, that's the fifth song here. I'm just queuing it up live on the air.
It's a good song. You want me to talk? All right.
Yeah, if you could just cover up for my ineptitude here.
I'm covering up for Eric Corley, because Eric Corley is doing a song right now, and I think he's a really cool guy, because he's really swell, and he's a good DJ, and...
Okay, well, thank you for filling in for me here while I'm queuing up that song. We're going to play the song, and then we're going to come back to some more phone calls. All right? Thanks for contributing your bit to the program.
Oh, you're going to take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're going to let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round.
I was just a skinny lad, never knew.
You know, I totally forgot about that record. It's called Jazz. I totally forgot about this. It's got sort of a spiral emblem on it. And what year did that come out? That's a good question. I don't see a year on here anywhere, but 1978. Yeah, that's when it came out. Got such terrific songs as Mustafa, Bicycle Race, If You Can't Beat Them, Let Me Entertain You, and things like that. And we heard Fat Bottom Girls here on WUSB Brain Damage and our tribute to Freddie Mercury. We'll be taking more phone calls. I want to fill up the switchboard, though. We only have two calls on the line right now, so when we get five on the line, which is just three more, we'll go back to the phone calls. 632-6901. I know you're out there. I know we can do it together. Let's update the news, see what's happening in this exciting planet of ours. A Queens woman led police to the man who allegedly stole her car by calling him on the car phone. Nassau County police say that after a chase, they arrested the man for stealing the woman's car in Long Island on Wednesday and trying to ransom it back yesterday. Police say the incident started when 46-year-old Gloria Yelling... Can you believe somebody has a last name of Yelling? I mean, the jokes, the suffering they must have gone through in school, you know? Yelling. Whew. Anyway, Gloria Yelling... I don't mean to add to it, but it's just kind of something to take note of. Gloria Yelling was entering her car after work, quietly, I might add, in New Hyde Park when a man grabbed her and took her keys. The man threw Yelling to the ground, and doesn't say if she was yelling then at either or anything like that, then he sped off in her 1990 Nissan Maxima. It's just very weird to read a story here with the word yelling throughout, and it doesn't mean yelling. Police say Yelling called the man on the car phone. The suspect told Yelling, I think the AP likes it too, the way they keep saying it. The suspect told Yelling that if she wanted her Maxima back, she should bring $2,000 to a park at Springfield Boulevard and Jamaica Avenue in Queens. Police scouted out the location Friday and also patrolled parts of Queens in an attempt to find the car. Officers found the Maxima parked on 219th Street and staked out the area. At 11 a.m., a man fitting the description of the suspect entered the car. Police say the man, 19-year-old Daniel Barnes, tried to run over one of the detectives who was outside his police car. Police say Barnes then sped away in the stolen car until he collided with the police car at 220th Street and 100th Drive. Barnes then got out of his car and began running while an officer pursued him on foot. After climbing two fences, Barnes turned and allegedly pointed a gun at the officer, who fired several shots at Barnes and hit him. Police say Barnes was arrested Friday afternoon at his home on 102nd Avenue in Queens. He was taken to North Shore University Hospital, where he was in stable condition with three gunshot wounds to his upper body and one to the leg. Somehow he made it home after all that. He was charged with second-degree robbery in Nassau County, with additional charges being investigated by police in Queens. And no doubt cellular fraud as well, but probably the only reason why he stole the car is to get to the phone. Okay. International AIDS Awareness Day is Monday. I don't know if people are aware of that. Actually, it's tomorrow, but because tomorrow is Sunday, they decided to make it Monday, which makes a lot of sense, I guess. New Yorkers wrapped up a week of AIDS education with a dance-a-thon that was expected to raise more than $1 million. Cyndi Lauper, Debbie Harry, Salt and Peppa, DJ Dimitri, and other celebrities were on the list to join 8,000 people at the fundraising dance in Manhattan's Jacob Javits Convention Center. This is the second year the AIDS Dance-A-Thon has been held. Last year, 6,200 people raised $1.2 million. Each participant collects a minimum of $75 in pledges to benefit the gay men's health crisis, which provides education, advocacy, and direct services for men, women, and children with AIDS. The dance wraps up a week in which AIDS activists handed out condoms at subway stations, and the New York City Board of Education made condoms available to high school students. Did I hear about the demonstration yesterday in front of Macy's? There's a Macy's Santa Claus is HIV positive, and they would not hire him back from last year because of health considerations. And there's a big protest in front of there, and I think about 10 people got arrested. Anyway, today is World AIDS Day. Wait a minute, something's wrong here. I'm getting all these conflicting things. I thought Sunday was World AIDS Day, and it's being, I don't want to say celebrated, but observed on Monday. But according to this, Saturday was World AIDS Day. Various arts organizations are to take part in the AIDS observance by closing their doors, darkening their stages, or shrouding works of art to dramatize losses from the AIDS epidemic. The Empire, actually, okay, it is Sunday. This story just went across on Saturday in advance. The Empire State Building, other structures are to dim their lights briefly tonight as part of the observance. I believe that'll be taking place about 7:45, so if you want to see the skyline do weird things, be in the city around then. The Dance-a-thon in New York City is just one of 13 dance parties being held around the world benefiting AIDS-related charities. Los Angeles, Miami, Dallas, Toronto, London, Manchester, Paris, Berlin, Madrid, and Rome also held dance benefits. There have been more than 23,000 deaths in New York City from AIDS as of October 1st. Between 200 and 300,000 New Yorkers are estimated to be infected with the HIV virus. And that's the details on that. From Albany, tolling bells, shuttered theaters, sculptures covered over, and darkened skylines from Manhattan westward all mark Sunday today as the third annual Day Without Art. It's meant to focus attention on the AIDS crisis in the U.S. and to remember the 123,000 Americans already dead from the acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Arts groups across the country, about 4,200 of them, will observe the day. And as we mentioned, the skylines of cities like New York will go dark for 15 minutes to symbolize the devastation of AIDS and to focus attention on a topic many would rather not face. Today is also the fourth annual World AIDS Day, as designated by the World Health Organization. And around the world, events began last night with a dance marathon in New York, a gala charity event in Paris, and a benefit rock concert in Berlin. And that's the details on all of that. Looking at what's going on in the rest of the world, by the way, we only have two more lines to fill, 632-6901. Two more callers coming in, we can go back to the phones. Area code 516 for you people in Connecticut and parts of Wisconsin, I believe. A 100-mile stretch of highway between San Francisco and Los Angeles has reopened to traffic more than a day after a horrific pileup that left 17 people dead. A blinding dust storm caused drivers of cars and trucks to run into each other, setting some vehicles on fire. Authorities have identified all but two of the dead, who ranged in age from 1 to 70. It's described as the worst highway pileup in California history, perhaps in the nation. 250 cars. Can you imagine getting involved in a traffic accident that is involved with 250 other cars? That's something for the books. I can't imagine, though, why people would drive around in a blinding sandstorm. Seems a bit silly to me. Voters in the Ukraine. This is interesting, folks. Pay attention. Voters in the Ukraine go to the polls actually today, later today, to elect. Actually, they're probably going to the polls right now because it's over there and they're ahead of us as far as time goes anyway. They go to the polls today to elect a president and to cast ballots in a referendum on Ukrainian independence. The front runner in the presidential race is accusing Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev of interfering with tomorrow's vote. Gorbachev told President Bush by telephone today that Ukrainian independence will mean a catastrophe. One more call, folks, is all we need. One more call, 632-6901. Soviet television is reporting that the Russian Republic would gain control of the Soviet Finance Ministry as part of a plan to bail out the financially strapped Central Soviet government. Reports say Russian President Boris Yeltsin would gain nearly complete control of the central government and its ministries, further eroding Mikhail Gorbachev's power. Still need that one more call. A German newspaper, Bild, says the Soviet KGB is offering to rent office space in its Moscow central headquarters to Western intelligence agencies. Now I've seen everything. KGB renting out its space to competing intelligence agencies. That's just wonderful. The report says the KGB has already reserved rooms for German intelligence services. Germany would benefit from the arrangement, says the paper, because it could determine on its own that no former East German secret police are still working with the KGB. The brother of one of the American hostages in Lebanon says it's another case of just wait and see now. Thomas Sisipio was commenting on reports in the region that one, two, or possibly all three remaining American hostages could be freed within days. Joseph Sisipio has been in prison for more than 5 years, and the other hostages are educator Alan Steen and journalist Terry Anderson. Israel is continuing to insist that the next round of Middle East peace talks begin December 9th, and not this coming Wednesday, as scheduled by the United States. It's about the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life, talking about peace and then bickering over dates. Not the 9th, the 5th, the 4th, oh, come on. Oh, these people are driving me crazy. I think we should just, you know, let everybody go whenever they want to go. And not talk to them until they're all finished. Anyway. Deadheads in the studio now. Thank you, Mr. Deadhead, for that remark there. Israel is continuing to insist that the next round of Middle East talks begin December 9th, right? Not this coming Wednesday, as scheduled by the United States. First of all, I don't know, why are we scheduling these things, too? I mean, what are we, Big Brother or something? However, Israeli television says a junior Israeli delegation will go to Washington in time for the next session in order to head off bad publicity. Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, and the Palestinians have already said they'll attend. Rob Pilatus, one half of the disgraced pop duo Milli Vanilli, is under observation at a Los Angeles hospital. Authorities say Pilatus slashed his wrist, took pills, and straddled the hotel's ninth-floor balcony rail before he was taken into custody by sheriff's deputies. Pilatus, along with partner Fabrice Morvan, relinquished a Grammy Award after admitting that they hadn't done any of the singing on their debut album, Girl, You Know It's True. And finally, everything's ducky in Stuttgart, Arkansas. I can tell this is a story I'm going to hate. Everything's ducky in Stuttgart, Arkansas, the site of the 56th Annual Championship Duck Calling Contest. And this year's... why am I even bothering? This year's winner, as you all know, is Tim Gesch of Woodruff, Wisconsin. Tim Gesch of... Okay, all right. I don't believe it, okay? I'll go right on record here saying I don't believe it, and we're going to prove it right now. Here's our little dial tone here. We're going to, first of all, we're going to find out the area code for that particular town.
Can you telephone hello, operator?
Hello, operator. We need the long-distance phone company there.
Who are you calling? Where? Yeah.
In Wisconsin?
Hold on, please.
Okay.
One moment for an operator who can assist you.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
Come on, let's go. Don't have all day here. What do you think they do while the phone is ringing? You know, what are they up to? I think they're playing cards.
AT&T, may I help you?
She got a good hand. Yes, hi, I need the area code for Stuttgart, Arkansas.
A moment.
Actually, I'm sorry, no, Woodruff, Wisconsin. I read the wrong line here.
A moment.
Thank you. It took place in Stuttgart, Arkansas. He's from Woodruff, Wisconsin.
Area code is 715.
715. I don't think I've ever called that one before. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
715 area code. Wow, this is exciting. Okay, now we're going to call 715 area code, and we're going to see if there really is a Tim Gesch of Woodruff, Wisconsin. And if there isn't, that's going to cast serious doubt.
Good evening, what city, please?
Yes, Woodruff, Wisconsin, please.
Yes?
I'm looking for the number of Tim Gesch.
Thank you. Just a second.
Thank you. Of course, if there was a Tim Gesch, she would know all about him.
The number is 356.
Okay, he exists. He exists. He exists. All right. No need to go any further with this. I'll finish reading the story and I won't complain anymore. This year's winner is Tim Gesch of Woodruff, Wisconsin, who beat out a flock of contenders. Oh, come on. A flock of contenders? For the honor of top quacker. Gish says he mixes several calls, greeting calls, feed chatter, comeback call, and the sound of a lonesome hen. Well, now we have a special guest. Dennis, hi.
No, this is Mark.
No, this is Dennis. Okay, you might want to hide Dennis. Your voice, but Dennis is here from Rochester, formerly of Queens. Or actually, maybe you really are from Queens, but you're visiting Rochester.
I'm a Rochesterferian, man.
Yeah, that's what they probably call people there. And he's on the radio station up there, which is a small radio station compared to our radio station, but it's a radio station none the same, right?
It's not as dudin' as this here, dude. They smoke pot in like these rooms here. Just like massive good vibrations around here. We got some bad energy up in Rochester.
Well, not at the moment, but it's something we'll certainly be looking into. Well, you just go back to your cloud there, and we'll go back to the phones here at WUSB in Stony Brook. Good evening.
Good evening. I'd like to ask Rick. I know he's listening about his dog, Prancy. Just want to know, Rick, what would Prancy do for a Klondike bar?
That's all I want to know. I really
need to know this, because if I don't, I think I'm going to shoot myself.
Okay, now, what was the question again?
The question was, I want to ask Rick's dog, Prancy, what the dog would do for a Klondike bar.
Okay, I think you made yourself very clear.
If he's not listening, Eric, can you please do this one? Because if I don't know by the end of the night, I really am going to shoot myself.
Okay, well, don't shoot yourself with anything harder than,
I think you would be very upset if you caused a suicide.
If I caused a suicide?
Well, because I'm asking you to ask him if he's not listening right now, but when he calls back, and I know he will. But, he's my very, very special boyfriend. And, I'd be really upset if he doesn't call to... And that's another reason why I would commit suicide if he doesn't call back.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you'll have to, come up with lots of different reasons.
I just wanted to let you know that you're a really swell guy.
I've always thought so. But our phone lines are open. Thanks for sharing that with us. Good evening.
I know the biggest problem with that Wisconsin car crash thing.
Actually, it was a California car crash. The Wisconsin was the duck call guy.
Oh, yeah, Quality Life. He was probably in it.
Well, I don't know. I doubt that because his whereabouts seem to have been accounted for.
The 250 people, I really feel sorry for all the people having to take down insurance numbers.
Well, yeah, 250, 250 insurance claims at least.
You're literally using USB airtime as like one big childish sophomore conference call.
Yeah, well, at least tonight we're talking about dogs and cats.
Yeah, well, you kind of goof on that and cut it off quick, And that last guy with the trout and everything. I don't know. He called a lot last week, too.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm taking all this down, so...
calls all the time, actually. You should get used to his voice because he's usually pretty wacky. I think last week he yelled, what did he yell? He yelled, wake up, white people, and then hung up. Because
maybe he was with a bunch of sleeping white people.
What was that?
Maybe he was with a bunch of sleeping white people and he was trying to get them to wake up.
Well, it's a possibility, but he said he was calling to ask information on the KKK lines, not as a person against these things, but rather as a supporter. And then he yelled, wake up, white people.
Uh-huh.
He's wacky, I guess. I don't know.
Well, we have lots of wacky listeners. We know that.
I'm joking. Who knows? But what he sounds like a guy called The Screamer. I have this, like, underground talk radio tape of this guy that kept taunting an L.A. radio show. Sounds a lot like him. You know our very own Mr. Radio?
Yeah, I think you can jar my memory a bit.
Yeah, well, there is a KKK line. No, actually, I think it's called White Urban Renewal Line, and the guy sounds just like him.
That's where is this line located?
Let me see. Yeah, geographically, it didn't make much sense, so maybe it's just one of his relatives or something.
Well, we haven't heard from Mr. Radio in a long time, so...
Oh, no, we haven't.
Who knows?
But don't encourage him calling in, though.
No, I hope that wasn't taken as an encouragement, but...
Yeah, he usually blows a good 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So what's the you know, besides Queen, what are we up for tonight?
Well, besides that, what else is happening? Well, we've got an interesting story about Nigeria. Do you know Nigeria is closed?
Closed?
Yeah. They closed their borders so they could count their people. And they won't allow anybody in or out until they're finished.
Hmm.
Actually, they're supposed to be finished by now, but we're not sure if they are. But
What's the idea behind that?
Well, they've tried it many times before, and it's never quite worked out. And this time they're determined to get it right. So they're just making sure that everybody stays in, stays home, and tells the truth.
What is it, just a numbers thing, very anal retentive? They have to have the proper population count?
I think so, yeah. I mean, you know, it's a census.
Really strange, huh?
The purpose of a census is to find out how many people you have, and they're taking it very seriously.
Wouldn't it be good just to approximate to the nearest hundredth or something?
I don't know if they can do that. I mean, it's their country, so they can do what they want, but I think they want an exact count. They're going so far as to mark people's hands with dye so that they know if they've been counted or not.
Really?
Can you imagine if they did that here?
Well, they thought about stamping A's on people's heads.
Well, that's something else, but... But ink on my hands, I don't know if I'd tolerate that.
Well, it's not actual ink, is it? Maybe it's something that can only be traced under a certain light?
No, I don't think it's that. I think it's something that you can actually see.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's pretty strange.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you want to be part of that type of thing. I guess you have to deal with some ink on your hands.
Well, I suppose so, if you want to live in Nigeria these days. But we'll be checking into that story a little bit. And, I don't know.
Hey, so are you going to call Nigeria?
Well, you know, there's always that possibility.
Yeah.
There's always that possibility.
Give them a buzz. It was good when we call abroad.
What else is in the news in your world?
Oh, my world. I don't know. I'd like to send you this tape of this Mr. Radio guy.
Uh-huh. Well, by all means, do that. We'll be happy to play things like that. In fact, last time we were on the air, we were playing a tape of a minister preaching against rock and roll music, and we're going to get to part two of that either next week or the week after.
Really?
And that'll be a lot of fun, yeah.
Well, what minister? Oral Roberts?
No, it's his, what is it, Pastor Fletcher or something like that?
Fletcher? He's that bastard that was in on the whole Jessica Hahn thing.
Was it really?
Yeah, Fletcher was involved in that.
I wonder if it's the same Fletcher.
I wonder.
Hmm. Well, I'll check into it.
He has no right to say anything of it. He's got quite a bit. To speak anymore.
He filled up a two-hour tape, so he's got quite a mouthful of things to say.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear about this Tammy Faye Baker thing in Jersey?
No, what Tammy Faye Baker thing is this?
Well, you know, one of those, you know, rent a circus tent, pack as many people in to give their money as possible.
You'll have to tell me about this.
Well, it actually, I mean, I'm getting my news from shows like Howard Stern now, because I didn't hear anyone of any serious magnitude like Rush Limbaugh discuss this.
You get your news from Howard Stern?
Well, no, just this particular story, cause, like I said, because I didn't hear anyone of magnitude discuss it like a Rush Limbaugh or a Bob Grant or anything, or, you know, this isn't something CNN goes into a lot.
No, it's true.
But Stern mentioned, he may exaggerate, but, you know, either way, I could believe it, that even with her name as it is and, you know, her husband's status and just, I don't think they have much credibility at all, but still she filled this... I guess it was in some kind of coliseum or something. I don't even know if it was one of those circus tent deals. Anyway, it was packed, and you know, people were giving in the thousands again. I just can't get into that kind of thing.
That's incredible. But it was just her. It wasn't Jim too?
No. Couldn't have been Jim. He I don't know. I guess he had to. Maybe him and Oral Roberts would get together and meet another 900-foot Jesus or something. You know, he has to be relieved of his sins. Again, through some invented quote from God that he'll spew over the airwaves and everyone will feel his magic again or something. I don't know how he does that. It's really incredible.
There was a documentary not too long ago on ABC about televangelists. Did you happen to catch that?
No, I didn't, and I'd intended to because I'd written down that it was on a Thursday. As it turns out, it was on a Tuesday, huh?
I think it was. It was on Primetime Live, I believe. Is that on a Thursday?
Oh, no.
I'm not sure when it was on, but it was on, and
because I ended up missing it.
Uh-huh. I haven't seen it myself, but I understand it went into some pretty good detail as to what three of these preachers are up to. Nobody that I was really all that familiar with.
Hmm.
I'd like to know more about Gene Scott, you know?
What about Gene Scott?
I'd just like to know more about him. He's such a strange one.
Hmm.
You've seen him on TV, right?
Yeah. I'd like to know more about all of them. Really, no. Hey, I think you were the guy. You called a, you called one of those hotlines once. And
which
the guy, called where he was coming from, Sandfag Sicko, and he
called
himself Joe Kerr.
Yeah, the, that was a Nazi hotline.
It was a Nazi hotline.
Or, yeah, I think it was a Nazi hotline, actually.
You call that one again.
Well,
that always, that was the only thing that saved the guy. I had called up with some of those numbers, that you had given over the air, which I call quite frequently, with, you know, I have open phone privileges at work, so I'm constantly clogging their voicemail. But, yeah, that saved the show the second week around. You know, the trout, the Klondike, the dogs, what boy was kissing what girl in eighth grade band, that all went out the window. The show was saved. He called a few lines.
Well, I hate to say the Nazis saved my show, but I guess you're right.
Yeah. No, well, it started debate. You know, people said it was good, it was bad. People were discussing, the credibility of these people, and they were picking it apart, I guess, pretty logically. You know, point by point, saying I can kind of see where they're coming from about this, and you know, because a lot of them, I guess, can be viewed as nothing more than pro-white organizations like a White Urban Renewal, and others are blatantly racist. So yeah, it's a touchy thing, but we all kind of stick them in a pot together, you know, because it's not such a bad thing to be pro-white, but to negate or to bash another segment of society just to make yourself feel better.
Yeah, well, I mean, why does pro-white have to mean anti-black? Why does pro-black have to mean anti-white? Well,
exactly, yeah, and that's the point of some of these. They're not all, they're not all bad, and they not all should be bashed, but, you know, some of them were clearly racist, and those are the ones that did get their bashing. But it turned out to be a good show. Although some people did call up and, you know, with the whole wake up white people thing.
You know what
which was probably just a joke.
Well, I missed, because I was on the road at the time, was the David Duke election.
Oh, boy.
I expected him to lose, but I didn't expect him to lose quite that big, and that was pretty interesting.
Well, I heard, what were the stats on that? I mean, I don't know if they weigh these stats to sound, much more explosive than they are, but
well, I think
like
the media
56% of Republicans and 70-something percent of white people voted for him.
I don't know how expansive it was, but I know the media certainly created more out of this than it really was.
Yeah, clearly.
Because they love this kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is big. It sells papers.
Sells papers and gets people listening to the radio.
Get you tune in.
Uh-huh.
It's not a slow news week when you have an ex-Klansman running for, who knows what he'll be running for next. I'm sure this is not the end of his political career.
Well, considering he really gave them a run for the money, I mean, he had, George Bush urging people not to vote for him, so that means he was definitely a threat.
Yeah.
So that you read into that and you realize that this is not going to go away overnight.
No, it's not going anywhere.
And I was talking to some friends of mine in Europe, actually, and they say that they're very worried about what's going on over there, in Germany and in
Belgium.
What
is going on?
Well, their fascism seems to be rising again all over the place. Every country has either a national front rising or fascist people being elected to powerful positions. You've got the skinheads running around East Germany and, all kinds of disturbing trends in Belgium even.
That's really strange because we were taught, basic sociology, the only reason, a fascist regime should ever come to power is when things are so bad that kind of mentality would appeal to a mass audience. I don't think things are so bad that we have to look for people to tell us we're wonderful and, they're going to have all the answers provided we obey their every order. That's kind of strange.
So, okay, well, listen, I want to thank you for calling.
All right, buddy.
I'm going to get some more calls here.
What just went on there?
What?
What just went on there?
Oh, nothing, just a bit of confusion.
Oh.
Yeah, you know.
So, listen, you going to call some of those things?
We'll give it a shot, okay?
Yeah, call them later on. Let me give you this, let me give you this good one.
Okay, what are you going to give me?
No, this is really a good one. This guy clearly makes an ass out of himself. It's a really good one. It's from Oakwood, Georgia.
Okay.
404.
Yeah.
967.
Yeah.
3479.
And what is this?
This is a KKK hotline. Let's see. You might... I don't know the legality of this, but you might want to put on a 7-second delay. There's no cursing, but what he does do is he mentions his name. He's rather proud of what he is.
Uh-huh.
And he gives his name just before his P.O. box and the rest of the information. So I don't know the legalities of that. I guess if he...
Well, how did you find out this number?
That a friend of mine decoded the number Howard Stern calls all the time. This guy's rather entertaining because he's really out of his mind.
He listens to
the claims like he makes claims like Negroes and apes can actually have sex and produce offspring. Yeah, he creates his own history week to week. It's really hilarious. He makes a complete ass out of himself. And that other one, I'm trying to think of that one with the guy who's Mr. Radio. I don't know, it sounds just like him.
Well, when you find it, give us a call and let us know.
Ah, here it is.
Ah, you got it.
Fallbrook, California.
Yeah.
Sounds a lot like him. 619.
Yeah.
723.
Yeah.
8996. And this guy is selling something, I forget, some kind of like KKK paraphernalia. So you might want to, beep out maybe the area code or the P.O. box or something, you know, to avoid somehow promoting this.
Okay, well, we certainly will try to avoid that at all costs.
Sure.
All right, thanks for sharing that with us, and keep searching for, for this craziness out there.
Sure. And you ought to call, because I don't even have that number you called. You should give it out again. That Joe Kerr guy.
Yeah, I'll find that. I've got that someplace.
But I'd like to jam his box up, too.
Uh-huh. Well, we each must do what we can in
That's
whatever
right.
way we feel, you know. I think the best thing to do is to just show people what's out there. Obviously, you know, it's inspired you in some way, and hopefully it'll inspire other people in a positive way, not a negative way.
No. Well, I do it for two reasons. One, to put a thorn in the sides of people like this, and two, it's pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
People clearly make, fools of themselves. And, I like to hear that. I get a kick.
Well, if you feel that's the way to make your statement, then that's what you got to do.
There you go.
You know? All right. Thanks very much for calling and sharing that with us.
Take care. All right, buddy.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening. You haven't done it in a really long time.
What?
You haven't called that Bhutan operator.
The screaming operator of Bhutan, huh?
Yeah.
You know, a couple of people have been stopping me on the street, people I don't even know, and saying, you know, what's happened with that screaming operator in Bhutan? And, you know, I was thinking about it. I really was.
Give a call.
Well, I'll tell you what. If more people decide that they want to hear the screaming operator Bhutan, we'll do something tonight.
Okay, people, listen. What I also want you to do is, like, this is going to be, like, confuse the operator, but also it's also going to be kind of like a stupid question. Like, you call the Bhutan operator, that's like a deli, and ask the deli if they sell Klondike bars.
Yeah, but that's assuming we get a deli in Bhutan.
I know, that's what I'm saying, if you get the deli. You know,
there's a deli in India, but I don't know if there's one in Bhutan.
There might be.
Well, if people could come up with something to ask for there that, is logical, or,
Klondike bar, that's logical. Delis usually sell.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true, but I don't know if, maybe we'll look for Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli over there, huh?
They might.
Okay, well.
Isn't it afternoon over there now?
I don't know. I can find that out, though.
Yeah, okay.
I can find that out. All right, well, we'll see if more people want to hear that.
All right, cool.
And if they do, we'll do something about it.
Okay. Bass?
Oh, no. Trout, now bass. 632-6901. Good morning.
Something better than the Bhutan. About a smaller country than that.
What's smaller than Bhutan? Togo?
San Marino.
Well, yeah, but that's in the middle of Italy, you know? It's sort of like Central Park.
Well, I have some book about it. I guess they classify it as a country. 23 square miles. Come on.
Yeah, that's true. Vatican City is even smaller, and that's a country, too, you know.
It doesn't really count, though, you know?
Well, why does San Marino count and not Vatican City?
Because 2 square miles. It's like Central Park, you know what I mean?
that was my metaphor.
I know, but I'm trying to, I don't know, it's like Count Blydenburg Park is another city.
Well, let me tell you something. San Marino is actually, they don't even have their own country code. They're a country code, they're within Italy. It's like they're a city within Italy, according to the phone company.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's not like you're calling another country.
Like I was talking about the Wake Up White People, and that being me. Him being such a Howard Stern fan should notice that was the, he always does that, making fun of the Klansmen that he always calls. Because the guy at the end of every message says, Wake Up White People. And I find that pretty funny.
So that's what they say at the end of the message all the time.
Yeah, it's like I guess a slogan or something.
Uh-huh.
Pretty funny, I don't know.
Let's hope it doesn't catch on, huh?
But that guy, he says, like, Bob Grant and Rush Limbaugh are, like, so good and whatnot, and Howard Stern's, like, pathetic. Or that was the way he was making it sound.
Yeah.
Rush Limbaugh and Bob Grant, I listen to their show occasionally, and don't want to ever hear somebody else's point of view. If you say something that they don't want to hear, they'll just hang up.
Bob Grant is the ultra-conservative one, right?
Yeah, and I think Rush Limbaugh is pretty much the same guy, too.
Uh-huh. He's on what, WABC?
I think so. CBS, yeah. Something like that. you call up, and if you say something even, like, close to being anything, if you say, like something not even strange, just, like, even close to being against what he says, he'll just hang up on you and call you a jerk or something. What's the point of that? Howard Stern will at least listen to you and
make fun of you.
Come up with a reason why you're a loser.
Yeah, well, I guess that's...
Oh, you're a jerk.
That is a bit more democratic.
Yeah, it's, like...
But don't forget, Howard Stern is on FM, and FM has always been more democratic than AM.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely. You ever listen to AM stations from distant cities at night? They're all fascist.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, AM is a hotbed for fascism. I just figured I might as well start a war between the bands.
Yeah, I remember AM used to... I used to listen to, I guess, Imus or somebody back on NBC. And they used to, like, make a big deal about how FM wasn't any good. It's like, what's the difference? Just two different bands.
Ah, yes, but FM has sound quality. AM has static.
Yeah, they got distance, though.
AM fades out in the bridges. FM doesn't.
Yeah.
I can go on. I think I got my point across.
The WFIT station, speaking of AM, is 53 AM, or 5:30, I guess.
WFIT. Aren't they WMCA?
No, WFIT.
They changed their call letters?
I believe so.
Oh,
it doesn't
boy.
Matter, though, because you can never get it anywhere.
Yeah, they always had a lousy signal. They're what? The religious station, right?
Oh, WFIT, the radio station in the city.
Oh, wait a minute. 570 is WMCA. What, 530?
Yeah, it's a college radio station.
Oh, well, okay. What is it, Fashion Institute of Technology?
Yeah.
Okay, I've never heard of them.
Well, they're pretty pathetic. They basically broadcast the cafeterias in there.
Uh-huh. How is it you know about them, then?
I go there.
Oh, okay. Well, there we go.
I'm on the radio station club, actually.
How powerful is their radio station?
It's so unpowerful that I could see the antenna, and I was listening to my Walkman, and I could not get them.
Really?
Yeah, and I was all of 30 feet away.
Yeah, it's interesting. We have a DJ from a similar station in Rochester.
Yeah?
Right here in the studio now. Perhaps the two of you could trade shop talk.
I just started doing it, so I really wouldn't know much. The guy sounded like he was stoned.
Well, he is kind of stoned, but you know, that's sort of a requirement to get on the air over there, I think. Now, Dennis, your station in Rochester, can you get that in the cafeteria?
AM?
Yeah, AM.
Well, our AM is like wired in, man.
It's wired in.
Yeah, the same like FIT.
It's wired into the dorms.
See, this is technical talk, and I don't really understand wired in, but I guess that means that we can't get it here.
Well, we broadcast, but it goes about 20 feet with AM, because AM is unrad. It's not elite. It's for losers, lamers, leeches, and lurkers.
Okay, yeah, that's, I guess, all this radio talk there. But I suppose you understood that perfectly, right?
Not really.
Okay.
They don't even have an FCC license, FIT.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be saying that over the air, then.
Well, I think they know it. I think they're applying for one or something. I don't know what's going on.
They're broadcasting anyway. Okay.
But FM is controlled by the FCC, and AM is free. We're birds that are free to do anything. FM is a conspiracy controlled by the FCC.
Okay, well, that's just fine. Thanks for sharing that with us.
I don't care to talk to him anymore.
Okay.
Okay, have a good night.
Thanks for calling in. Thank you. And, yes, as things get more and more out of control here at the radio station, let's go back into our Queen tribute. We'll be back confusing an operator in just a couple of moments. 632-6901.
She keeps him always shunned in a pretty cabinet. Every case, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Christoph and Kennedy. And a time of invitation, you can't. Queen, gunpowder, cheddar tea, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite. Wanna try? To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. She spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China, but down to Geisha might have been again. And then feeling me that way.
Perfume came naturally from Paris.
Because she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen. Gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite. mind with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind.
And that song came out before Night at the Opera and Day at the Races, and before Queen got really popular. That's from the record Sheer Heart Attack, Killer Queen. And I always liked that song. You know, it was always a well put together piece of music. Okay, that's part of our tribute to the late Freddie Mercury, who died of AIDS a week ago. And unfortunately, it seems to be only the beginning of a long and troubled period ahead of us. As one by one, maybe 10 by 10, people start to feel the effects of this thing. Okay, on to worldly events. Not that AIDS is not a worldly event, but other worldly events. As I mentioned before, Nigeria is closed. They might actually be open now. We're going to try to find out. According to yesterday's New York Times, Nigeria closed its borders, shut down shops and factories, and ordered tens of millions of people to stay home this week as the government began a large-scale effort to count Africa's biggest population and to find out just how big the country is. Beginning early Wednesday morning, nearly 700,000 census workers crisscrossed the West African nation, using everything from Land Rovers and horses to donkeys and canoes, in an effort to sketch what officials hope will be the first reliable statistical portrait of Nigeria in a three-day census that was to have ended on Friday. Almost since independence from Britain in 1960, population counting in this country has been a highly political and contentious matter because of the implications for the allocation of national revenue and for electoral representation. Three times, in 1962, 1963, and 1973, Nigeria has undertaken a nationwide census, but on the first two occasions, the results were heatedly disputed and then changed by politicians. And the third time, they were simply nullified by the government on the ground that the results in many areas appear to have been inflated. "Our past record is not something to be proud of," said Shehu Musa, chairman of the National Population Commission, citing the fraud, acrimony, and violence that accompanied past efforts to count the population and led the government of the day to nullify the results. Indeed, during the census of 1973, there were widespread reports that census takers had been beaten or even kidnapped on their rounds, that villagers had fled to the bush as enumerators approached, that town dwellers had rushed to their native villagers to be counted there, and that enumerators had taken bribes to swell the total. And since then, it has become normal practice to make guesstimates of Nigeria's population. The United Nations Population Division estimated that the population was 95.7 million in the middle of 1985, growing at 3.4% a year, and that it had reached 105 million in the middle of 1988. The World Bank came up with a mid-1988 estimate of 110 million. Anyway, to help assure the reliability of the census this time, the government has imposed a 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. curfew. 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., that's all day. They imposed that on Wednesday and Thursday and shut its borders. It has also asked airlines to cancel or reschedule international flights to adhere to the curfew. All government offices, schools, and businesses are also closed. A special tribunal has been set up to enforce the restrictions, and offenders could be fined, jailed for up to 6 months, or both. The government has pledged that the information will be used only for the census and that Nigerians' privacy will be preserved. In addition, nearly 1 million people were mobilized over the last few weeks to go around and urge people to take part and to tell the truth. Slogans on posters urge, for example, "Don't be counted more than once," "Don't leave your house," and "Don't quarrel with enumerators." Another poster pleads in Pidgin English for citizens to cooperate. "No lie for all the questions way dem go ask." Also, because of official concern about potential evasiveness, all residents will have their thumbnails marked with ink, which in theory will remain indelible for 5 days to prevent counting any individual more than once. However, prevent individuals from putting ink on their fingernails to prevent being counted at all, will it? While the government seems confident of its data collecting powers, which have been enormously enhanced by computers, most Nigerians appear far more equivocal. A poll published this week by the National Concord, Lagos-based newspaper, found that 68.9% of Nigerians doubted that the results would be accurate. Asked to explain, 47% blamed dishonest census takers, 44.1% said they expected the results would be tampered with by government officials, and 8.9% said the National Population Commission was unprepared for such a huge undertaking. That's a story from Nigeria. That's the weirdness going on there. The country has effectively been closed. Hopefully it's been reopened now, but there's only one way to find out something like that, and that's for us to... reach out and touch and perhaps confuse an operator somewhere along the lines. Yes, hello, operator. We need long distance for overseas, please.
All right.
One moment for an operator who can assist you. Thank you.
It's very exciting. Yes, hello, operator. We need long distance information for Lagos, Nigeria, please. Big finish now. Uh-oh.
Your call cannot be completed at this time.
I don't like the sound of that.
Your call cannot be completed at...
different.
It is not necessary.
It's not necessary to do whatever you just did. That sounds good. That sounds good. That's a very far away connection. Listen to that. That's a ring. That's the furthest ring I've ever heard. Operator, is that a ring?
Yes, it is ringing, yeah.
Wow, that's pretty far away, isn't it?
I know. It's not a great connection. If the operator picks up, you won't have a great connection, but I'll try to do my best. This is very hard getting through.
Are you routing to another country, maybe?
Hey, pardon?
Are you routing it differently?
No, I'm not.
That's a direct connection, huh?
Well, to the operator there, yes.
Oh, it sounds like it's on another planet somewhere.
The surprised that I got that, really, because it's very hard getting through to Nigeria.
Have there been a lot of calls? Have there been a lot of calls to Nigeria?
Yes, Always there for some reason. I don't know why.
Wow.
Yeah.
For some reason.
It could be the circuit. I don't think they have enough circuits here for the calls.
Yeah, it sounds like they don't have enough operators either.
At a point there, it seems that way.
This is undoubtedly the strangest ring I've ever heard.
If I take it down, I may not get through, but I can't continue to hold like this without answering.
Yeah, how long can you hold for?
Six rings, really, but I knew I'd get over that, quite a bit over.
Yeah, if you can call these things rings. I feel like I'm on Star Trek and this is an alien life form.
Well, I don't know. Have you tried before? It's your first time trying this morning?
Oh, this is the first time I've tried.
Yeah. Very rare that I get through to Nigeria. Well, it's very rare.
Oh, you don't usually get through at all?
Very rare thing when I do. I don't know.
So we're actually pretty lucky to be hearing these sounds.
I'm telling you, that's why I didn't release. You may get this through the surface condition again. Would you like to take a chance and call back later?
Okay, I guess.
I don't feel that she is at the time.
Yeah. Okay, I guess we'll give it a try a little later on then.
Sorry.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And that's the story from Nigeria, just a strange, echoey type of a ring. She said that maybe we should try a little bit later. Well, a little bit of time has gone by, so let's try it now. Yes, sometimes if you get another operator, they'll get right through. Sometimes no. Sometimes we'll be even worse off than we were before. Sometimes you even get the same operator. Uh-oh.
No telephone, Mrs. Ray, may I help you?
Yes, I need AT&T, please.
All right.
The operators seem to be laughing when they come on.
One moment for an operator who can assist you. Thank you.
But not that recording. That recording is always solemn. I sure hope I don't get the same operator again. It's very embarrassing.
AT&T, how can we help you?
Yes, hi. I need overseas information for Nigeria, please.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. She doesn't know what she's in for. And again, neither do I. 632-6901 is our phone number. Fill up those phone lines. We'll go right back to the phones.
Your call cannot be completed at this time in the country you are calling.
Ah. She got through. And that same strange ring in the distance. Let's play dumb. Operator, is that a ring?
Yes.
Okay, I can barely hear it.
Very faint, but it's going through.
What happens when they pick up? Can we hear them?
Yeah, usually I was going to say the line once it's picked up is clearer than the transmission going through.
Well, that's really something.
If they pick up.
Do they usually pick up?
Takes a while, though. But it's not a bad time to call. At least it's, 7-something in the morning. Opposed to night or something.
So it's 7 o'clock in the morning Sunday there, right?
Yeah, 7:35.
Okay. That's the strangest ring I've ever heard.
All right, hold on. I'm going to try it one more time.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
Picked up, hung up. Let's see what's going on here. Got cut off.
Wow, we were so close.
Beep.
more confident with that ring. Phone in Nigeria. Is our phone number.
I'm telling you, the systems they have in other places is something else.
Yeah, you know, I guess you just get accustomed to the way things are here.
Yeah.
Mindless banter with the operator. I guess I have to ask another question soon. Let's see. Do they usually take a long time to answer?
Well, I don't place too many directory assistance calls to the country, or, you know, to compare, sir. Every once in a while, and I think usually I hold on like this, you know. It's not unusual, though, for many countries. That's the thing. It's not unusual. And it is 24-hour service, but it's no telling how, well, it could be one person, you know, in the office at this time. I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a, it's never a quick response, though. I'm going to let it ring like five more times, and we have to go, because we can't stay on a call this long.
Okay. That's one, I guess.
Call right back if you like, so you can get come back and get another operator to try it again.
Okay, I'll just keep trying. Thank you.
All right, good luck.
I'm not going to keep trying, though. I'm fed up with this. And she only gave me four rings. She said she was going to give me five rings. I'll go to my grave with a certain kind of bitterness in my heart because of that. Well, okay, to make up for it, folks, to make everybody feel a little bit better, let's perhaps pay a little visit to our friend in Bhutan, the screaming operator of Bhutan, who will scream something at us tonight. I don't know what she's going to scream at us, but she'll scream something. You'll see. If you've never heard this before, it's worth tuning into. It's worth tuning in just to hear this.
Your telephone, Miss Stevens. How may I help you?
Hi, we need overseas information, please.
Hold on.
Recording time.
One moment for an operator who can assist you. Thank you.
The screaming operator of Bhutan is someone with a very loud voice, and I guess that's all I can say about it.
Can I help?
Yes, hello. We need a overseas information for Bhutan. That's the country is spelled Bhutan, and we want the capital city.
Okay, hold on.
Sounds like she's in Nigeria. That's not how far away she is. We certainly are confusing a lot of operators tonight, I'll say that. That's the point of this particular segment of the program. Again, our number, so I can fill up the empty spaces here, is 632-6901, area code 516. We have about 20 minutes left in the program. We'll be taking phone calls, but we've got two open lines, so let's light those lines up. Here we go.
Television, may I help you?
Is this Bhutan? Hello? I don't know where that was. It didn't sound like her. Is anybody there? That didn't sound like a Bhutanese operator, did it? It sounded like an American information operator. Well, I still seem to be connected to something here, so I guess just hang on. No, I'm confused. I'm not supposed to be the one confused here. I'm supposed to do the confusing. I'm wondering if I should just start all over again. Well, you know what the beauty of this phone system is? I can open another connection at the same time. So let me do that. And then I can just keep transferring back and forth between them. We even have two of them on at the same time.
May I help you?
Yes, I need overseas information, please. Now I will connect back to the other one.
One
at the
moment
same time.
For an operator who can assist you.
Okay, now we're connected to both lines at once. So if the other one does
come in, I'll dial it again, but that's it. AT&T, can we help you?
Hello?
AT&T, can we help you?
Yes, I'm trying to get overseas information for Bhutan, please.
Where is that?
It's in Asia. It's spelled Bhutan.
Oh, that must be one of them new things that we got.
Things. Actually, it's one of the oldest countries in the
How
world.
How you spelling that again?
Bhutan. It's
Bhutan. Never dialed to that country. One moment, please.
Thank you.
Guess it's always the first.
Yeah. I've never been there either, so.
No, I say I never got a dial. I never dialed the number to that country.
Uh huh.
My first.
Yeah. Well, hopefully someday I'll visit there, and then I can say that's my first time.
Uh-huh, yep. And you need information, right? One moment.
Yes. I thought I heard the other operator come back. Which means that if she did come back, she's listening to all this right now. Because I still have the other line. And if there's only one line going into Bhutan, then somebody's going to be disappointed. Ooh, there's that Bhutanese ring.
Yes.
Oh, friend.
We need information, please, in Bhutan.
Hello, Bhutan?
From the United States.
Yes.
Yes, hello. We need the telephone number for Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli.
Which one?
This would be Oscar's. O-S-C-A-R apostrophe S. It's a delicatessen. It's the official name is Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli.
Wait, he's in Delhi or Bhutan?
No, it's not in Delhi. It is a deli. A delicatessen.
It's in Delhi?
No, it's in Bhutan. Thimphu?
Thimphu, Bhutan?
Yes.
Yeah, which department?
Oh, no. She always asks this question. I never know what to say. Which department? It's a grocery store.
Grocery store?
Yes, where they sell food, sandwiches, heroes, hoagies.
Yeah, can you spell it? A?
O-S-C-A-R.
C-A?
I'm sorry, I can't.
C-A?
C-A-R apostrophe S.
Apostrophe S. Of course.
I'm sorry?
Oscar.
Oscar, yes, Oscars.
Please hold on. I'll take the number. Please hold on.
Okay. I found another connection on the same.
Hello.
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 Hey. Oscar's banne ko grocery shop ko number kati ho.
What kare?
Oscar's.
Oscar?
Oscar. So O-F-C-A-R apostrophe S.
Echala.
Oscar's.
I can hear it bellowing down the hall. Apparently, that's the equivalent of a Bhutanese supervisor. He doesn't speak loudly. I guess they all speak loudly in that country, so we have learned something tonight. Oh, there she goes. There she's crying
hello.
Out the window.
Hold on.
Hello? Somebody there? Thought I heard a voice. Oh, yes. Nobody knows how long the screaming operator of Bhutan has been there, but she's there every time we call her. And I guess this is the hour she works.
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Hold on, sir, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on, please, hold on.
Okay. She must wonder why she gets these calls about this time.
Hello?
Morning. Hello? Nobody else does, but we are still connected. Whoa, there's another one of those tones. It's a very strange tones. I don't. Ah, there's a commotion going on over there. And another tone. Hello.
Just a minute. We are just checking.
Okay, thank you. I hear her screaming somewhere else.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Sorry, there's no such name in Bhutan.
No such name anywhere in Bhutan?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell me what time it is there?
It's 10 to 1 afternoon.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. And we have been completely disconnected. All right. And that's a bit of confusion there here on the program known as Confuse the Operator. Thanks, everybody, who stayed with us on that one. And, of course, we welcome your suggestions for other countries to call and confuse, but along the way, we will certainly have our favorites. And tiny little country of Bhutan is always going to be one of them. 632-6901. We have about 12 minutes left, so let's get through some phone calls here. Good morning.
How you doing, guy?
I'm doing just fine.
Me again.
It's you again, the person with the weird phone numbers.
And listen up. That jerk that called before...
Which jerk that called before?
Oh, him.
Had a lot of jerks that called before.
Well, you better listen up, because I challenge him.
Who?
The guy called up and said that I was speaking low of Howard Stern while attempting to compare him to Rush Limbaugh. And...
Well, we don't really care that much about Howard Stern around here, you know?
No, offense. First of all, I wasn't bashing Stern. He's a very entertaining man. But as far as a credible, serious news source,
uh-huh.
I think it's up for debate that Stern is really in the category of a Rush Limbaugh.
Uh-huh.
Not bashing Stern or putting Limbaugh on some kind of podium. That's my first point. My second point is that he called up and said, oh, jokingly I say this wake up white people thing because it's something that goes on these lines, and it's obviously a joke. Well, I've got him on tape last week.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And I'd like to play that over the phone to you and see maybe if you can hear it.
Okay. We don't ordinarily replay old shows. It goes against our policy, but go ahead and do it anyway because going against our policy is part of our policy.
Good.
All right.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to pop the tape in, and I could always rewind it here.
You could do that.
Because I record the show daily, attempting to extract from it strange samples for industrial music. But here's a go at this clown.
Daily, huh?
Hear what he said.
Okay, we're listening.
All right.
Bated breath here. Oh, that's really nice.
All right, here I go.
Okay.
What was the number for the clan again?
Okay, the one that worked best...
That's Matt.
...was 601-775-3238.
Okay, can we have that one?
Huh?
I was asking myself. What was the one with the 215?
Okay, the 215 was 215-373-8866. I didn't have a chance to try that one. But the one that where the that Coontown song, that was the 601 number.
Okay, this is going to be a surprise, but I'm not calling to heckle. I'm calling to support them. Wake up, my baseball.
Huh?
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Did you hear that, jackass? Don't challenge me, worm.
Okay, let's,
Next time he calls, you let him know.
Okay, I'm sure you've let everybody in Suffolk County know, though, already.
All right.
All right, thanks for clearing that up with us.
Take care.
Okay. Boy, people are really really taking this to heart, aren't they? Good evening.
Hey.
Morning, rather.
I don't know what that's about. I just saw that Rush Limbaugh is a total fascist jerk. But anyway, listen, when you were saying that the people over in that country all yell, right, okay?
That kind of, they deserve to have their name spoken. Do you not know their name?
The people in that country?
That country. What's that country?
Bhutan.
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 Bhutan. It's a great country.
Sorry. I mean, listen, no sarcasm, right? Okay,
I'm not being sarcastic.
I just want to say this on a serious note.
Okay.
When you say that, you know, because they were talking loudly, okay, well, instead of indicting those people, it could very well be that people around the world are if talking loudly is a sign of some kind of negative quality, right, that they can't be subtle enough, well, I would say rather than placing the blame on that country, it's a blame can be shared by the whole world, by any human being, who is in that state where they think that they, maybe they think they're dealing with a person over here who wants to be talked to that way or expects to be talked to that way, or they've been talked to that way by people from over here or whatever country is calling another country. If people have been treated that way, then they can treat other people that way. So don't be so fast to place them as the origin, you know, place their the blame on them as the origin of this kind of, you know, this loud behavior. And you know, not being able to be subtle and soft and sensitive, no matter how, you know, if you're talking on the call, on the phone, you could be soft and still your transmission would be received. But maybe because they've been dealt with by insensitive people, you know what I'm saying? It could be that they're just carrying on in a they're making the same mistake that someone's made to them, some other place.
Uh-huh.
You follow that?
Sort of.
Look, if someone from America calls up,
it's a bit
up,
of a long
hello.
Train you just went on, but
from America calls up and goes, "Hello, my God," you know, like I didn't mean to do Southern accent. If someone from America calls up and talks loud,
right,
and they're just as guilty.
Well, of course.
I think you're accusing her of being guilty.
Well, I didn't accuse anybody of being guilty. I just was making an observation that this particular person talks loudly, and I think that observation has been
I heard you say something about how all people over there,
I had a theory. I said it could be that all Bhutanese people speak this loudly, but as soon as I heard her supervisor speak in that soft, mellow tone of voice, I knew that was not true.
Well, okay,
so
but
I think we've all learned something
here
tonight.
You could have known that anyway without waiting to hear from her supervisor that all people over there aren't going to be the same.
Sir, I don't like to jump to conclusions until I have the facts in front of me. And until I heard a soft-spoken Bhutanese person, I had no evidence to suggest that they even existed.
But when you heard the loud one, you were jumping to the conclusion that they're all loud. Is that a conclusion?
No,
I said
there was a possibility. I said there was a chance that perhaps there, you know, there's a horrible noise going on all the time in that country, and they all have to yell. I wasn't placing blame. I was making an observation.
You sound like you were going to jump to the conclusion that they're all... Okay, fine. This horse is now been beaten, totally dead. Okay.
Okay. All right, so the horse is completely dead then. Thank you very much for adding a bit of levity to the program that sorely needs it. Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
I'm still up. How about you?
Not too much. I just want to say that guy just got off the phone. He's a cheese ball, man. He's a big cheese ball.
Cheese ball? What's the cheese ball?
Well, he's just a loser, man. You know, he's all going to make stupid things. And the other guy with the
cheese ball is a loser. Okay, wait, I'm just writing this down so I know what the terms are that young people use these days.
And the other guy with the Klondike bar.
Cheese ball loser. Okay, yeah, the Klondike bar, yeah.
He should never call again.
Okay.
I think he's just stupid.
Why is everything food reference? Why Klondike bars and cheese balls and everything like that, you know?
I don't know. I guess they don't feed them around there. I don't know.
It make an interesting psychological study. I'm sure there's a lot of psychologists that listen to this show.
Yeah, welcome back, man.
Thank you. I didn't really go anywhere, but I wasn't here.
That guy, that other guy that filled in for you, he was no good.
Oh, that's not true. Matt's very good.
I didn't like him.
No, Matt, I owe him a great deal.
All right.
I'll be paying him off for quite some time to come. But, you know, I think he, well, I didn't hear it myself, but from what I heard of other people, he did a fairly good job.
All right, now the other guy, I just want to say the other guy with the phone numbers and stuff.
Yeah.
Right on, dude. I want to say that to that guy because he's cool, man. I like him a lot.
Right on meaning what?
Like, cool, man. I stand for his vows and everything. The guy that challenged the other cheese ball with the...
But what is this about challenging? I mean, all he's talking about is Howard Stern, okay? You can't challenge somebody based on that.
The guy's stupid.
Which guy? Howard Stern?
No, the other guy, the burnt-sounding guy.
The burnt-sounding guy.
The guy that just played back the tape.
I don't want to make generalizations, but most of the people that call this program sound a bit burnt. In fact, I sound a bit burnt, too, because it's 2 a.m. in the morning on a Sunday, you know?
What do you call it? You know, the guy that just played back the tape?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's cool. I like him.
Okay, well, that's good.
The other guy that he played the tape of, that guy's an idiot. He's a complete idiot.
But
man.
You see... Okay, listen, we all draw generalizations here. On this radio program, the one thing we all draw generalizations from are voices. I'm going somewhere with this. Hold on. Stay with me here. Now, I call the operator in Bhutan, and I jump to a generalization based upon her voice. In fact, I jump to a generalization about all Bhutanese people based on her voice. You hear the voice of a caller, and you jump to a conclusion about him and perhaps all members of his family.
I've heard him for a couple weeks now.
Uh-huh.
And then we're all calling up, well, this one likes this one, and this one's kissing that one.
I thought it was a good parallel.
I think that's stupid, man, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, just want to know, you like Righteous Pigs, man?
Do I like Righteous Pigs?
Punk band. You like punk?
Oh, okay. I was thinking something else. I don't know their material.
Huh?
Where are they from?
I don't know, but I think they're from L.A.
Yeah?
They're a pretty thrashcore band. They're pretty bad.
They played on Turmoil?
I don't know. I doubt it. They're pretty hardcore.
What, you're saying Steve doesn't play hardcore in Turmoil?
He doesn't play like real hardcore, like Black Flag, Circle Jerks, Jams.
Well, that's old stuff. That's stuff your parents listen to.
Oh, that stuff, man. That's the good stuff.
Yeah, but still, it's you know, it's like the 50s now.
No, it's not. That's the foundation.
Well, anyway, you should call in a request for that or, you know, tell them where to get a hold of it.
Hey, well, thanks for giving me your time, guy.
Okay.
All right?
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Good morning.
Finally. You know, I've been waiting for like the past hour to get on the line. All right, listen.
Well, at least you didn't have to pay for any of that time. The phone was ringing the whole time, right?
All right, listen. All right. Remember you used to do stupid questions?
Yeah, we're still looking for more stupid questions to ask.
That's the stupidest question of them all. It's so stupid, it's dope. All right, listen.
Okay, let's. You can't lose with this, because if
funny,
you know...
Funny, listen. All right, call the 7-Eleven.
Why always a 7-Eleven?
Because they're fun to harass.
They're the only thing that's open, too. Okay.
They're good to harass. Anyway, call them up.
Right.
And ask them why, if they're open 24 hours a day...
They're called 7-Elevens.
No.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Because I know the answer to that one. They used to be open from 7 in the morning to 11 at night.
Oh, listen to me.
Okay, listening.
Okay, why, if they're open for 24 hours a day, do they have locks on the door?
You know, there was something about that a couple of years ago with Denny's. You know, they didn't have locks on their doors because they're open 24 hours, 7 days a week. And they decided to give their employees off, you know, for Christmas one year, which they never did before. And they had to install locks on all their doors to do this.
Oh, well...
Maybe 7-Eleven foresaw something like that and decided, you know, never to make that mistake.
But you're not sure, because you don't work there. So I'd really like to hear an answer from an employee.
That's a good question. I'm sure it will stump quite a few people there.
Okay, well, I don't think you have enough time to do
that. No, I don't have enough time to do that tonight, but maybe next week we can do that. It's a very good question, though, or a very stupid question.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Hello?
Yes.
All right, I'd just like to say this is one of the stupid sophomores on the sophomore telephone line. Oh, the guy that called and said that this is a conference line, that we think this is a conference line?
Yeah.
It's a call-in show. It is a conference line, so what's
in a way, it's just like a party.
I think he's a jerk.
Yeah, and it only costs...
another thing?
A minute, all right?
This radio show is breeding lots of hate. All these people calling up, oh, he's a cheese ball.
Yeah, I don't like to hear talk like that. I don't like to hear people being
called cheese
balls.
Come on, guys.
I mean, that's...
Come on. The name of the show is Brain Damage.
Is...
Have a little fun.
Yeah.
Don't take everything so serious. And peace, dudes. And smoke. Everything is smoking in the studio there. Oh, my God, Eric, man. You sound totally... Your friend that sounds burnt, dude.
Well, yeah, he's burnt. He's at the stage where he's being blown away by the wind.
Yeah, I can hear him in the background.
Yeah, well, that's where he's going to stay. Thanks for calling. We're going to take one more call.
Word.
Right. Good morning.
How you doing, guy?
Is it you again?
It is, but I got to make two final points because this really gets me. I'm going to send you a tape, and I can disprove the guy who just called. Because it's not like he stayed on the air for 30 seconds. I'm talking about this guy was on the phone with this, with your...
Well, you see, sir, this isn't, you know, a debate show here. This isn't firing line. We don't have to prove anything, you know.
I realize that.
It's not really that important.
It drives me nuts when people call up and go, yo, dude, that guy was a jerk because it was a conference call and blah, blah, blah. You know, the guy was on the phone for like an hour talking about what girl is being hit on in eighth grade band. So I'd like to send you a tape, man. Maybe you could play some of that and shut him up. And in addition to that, I don't think the point was made well enough. The caller, I think it was just prior to him or maybe two. I woke up my fiancé here doing it. I played that tape real loud. The point was that was the guy saying that he called up, quoting white people, wake up white people, as a joke. Are you getting that?
Yeah.
Well, on the tape it just said, he said, this may come as a shock to you. But I'm not calling to oppose it. I'm calling to support it. Wake up, white people, and hung up.
It sort of sounded like he was laughing at the end, though, didn't it?
Yeah, it kind of did. But my point was, I put it up as a question. He called up saying, oh, totally ridiculous. I obviously meant it as a joke. I was just posing it to you that it could have been taken two ways. And if he's offended in any way, I'm very sorry. But... he challenged me, so I decided to buzz you up. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'll do the same with anyone else who decides to change the facts from week to week.
Okay, we don't want any revisionist history here, do we?
No, I don't like editing.
No. Well, I like editing, but not revisionism. That's
revisionism, right? Yeah. And it's no good.
Okay. Well, we're gonna let that be the final comment for tonight. Thanks for calling.
Very good.
And as we move away from this particular edition of Brain Damage, the big guy is here with Rock and Roll Circus, and we're gonna be having a lot of fun throughout the night. Leave you with one last song from Queen and Freddie Mercury, late Freddie Mercury, making a bit of a tribute to him. I'll be back again hopefully next week for another exciting show. So until then, be peaceful and happy and all that kind of thing. Good night. My life.